This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkey's official media says that Turkish troops killed 21 Syrian soldiers and destroyed artillery pieces and missile launchers after two Turkish soldiers were killed Thursday. As Matthew LaRotunda with Reuters reports, the deaths come as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Russian President Vladimir Putin agreed to a ceasefire in Syria's Idlib region.
As part of the ceasefire agreement, Russian and Turkish troops will conduct joint patrols together in Idlib. But this isn't the first time they've done joint patrols there, nor is it the first ceasefire. Syria has gone through several ceasefires. All have collapsed. And while Putin expressed his condolences for the deaths of Turkish troops, both sides have blamed each other in the past for failure to coordinate and avert such events. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan says his country reserves the right to respond to any attack by forces loyal to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad. In the meantime, he says Turkey and Russia will work together to supply humanitarian aid. The civilian toll has been profound. The United Nations believes the fighting in Idlib has sparked what may be the worst humanitarian disaster of the 9-year war.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Another Democratic presidential hopeful, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Countries around the world taking increasingly stringent measures to combat the spread of the coronavirus that has infected 95,000 people in more than 75 countries. Palestinian authorities announced a 30-day state of emergency and closed the city of Bethlehem and the Church of the Nativity just weeks ahead of the busy Easter holiday. Japan and visitors from China and South Korea face a 2-week quarantine would be barred from public transportation, a move which South Korea rejected. The World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says countries need to prepare for the impact of the virus.
This is not the time to give up. This is not a time for excuses. This is a time for pulling out all the stops.
Australia on Friday ordered its first school closure after a 16-year-old in Sydney tested positive for the virus. Mainland China has had 143 new confirmed cases as of Thursday, and that brings the total accumulated number of confirmed cases to mainland China so far to more than 80,000. In the United States, the virus spread across 17 states with more than 200 people infected and 12 deaths. The U.S. Senate voted 96-1 to approve $8.3 billion in emergency funds to fight the virus. President Trump is expected to sign the bill into law on Friday. The worst outbreak of the coronavirus in the United States is at the Life Care Center in Kirkland, Washington. This is near Seattle. The AP's Ed Donahue reports it's now under federal investigation.
Pat Herrick got a call from the nursing home. Her mother had died from the coronavirus.
She wasn't sick. She'd been really well. As far as we knew, she wasn't sick. So I was surprised.
Herrick doesn't blame the nursing home.
I think that it's a larger issue with CDC. It's a larger issue with Mike Pence. It's a larger issue to take this seriously. And it's concerning now. How are we going to get these people out of here?
Kevin Conley's father-in-law is at the nursing home.
The CDC needs to change their approach to this. We've been promised tests. It's a day later and we're still no tests. I don't know how long it takes to get tests here. I still don't see a large CDC presence.
Conley wants Vice President Mike Pence to see what is going on with quarantines at the Life Center. And they want someone there trained in infectious disease control. I'm Ed Donahue.
And there is more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.